From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, Saved from Wrath by Faith, part of this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Here we'll see God's mercy to Rahab as she hid the spies who came to reconnoiter the city of Jericho. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Heavy Duty Shoes. The text is Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Here are two things provided for the pilgrim, shoes and strength. As for the shoes, they are very needful for traveling along rough ways and for trampling upon deadly foes. We shall not go barefoot. This would not be suitable for princes of the blood royal. Our shoes shall not be at all of the common sort, for they shall have soles of durable metal, which will not wear out even if the journey be long and difficult. We shall have protection proportionate to the necessities of the road and the battle. Wherefore, let us march boldly on, fearing no harm, even though we tread on serpents or set our foot upon the dragon himself. As for the strength, it shall be continued as long as our days shall continue, and it shall be proportioned to the stress and burden of those days. The words are few, as thy days, thy strength, but the meaning is full. This day we may look for trial and for work which will require energy, but we may just as confidently look for equal strength. This word given to Asher is given to us also, who have faith wherewith to appropriate it. Let us rise to the holy boldness which it is calculated to create within the believing heart.
Grace when we are weak. He is stand. And when the storms of life surround me, and when the winds of sorrow blow, I will hold on to the rock of ages, for I know this one thing I know. He is my strength. He is my fortress. I can be sure I am secure within his hands. He is my joy, my hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the summit, the summit rock on which I stand. He is my joy, hope of life eternal. He is the rock, the solid rock, rock on which I stand.
Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. As he continues his series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11, Dr. Cairns now takes his text from verse 31 of the chapter. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. As he continues to make application of these Old Testament accounts to the gospel of Jesus Christ, Dr. Cairns portrays Jericho as a picture of the world, with the sword of God's judgment suspended over it. God's mercy to Rahab demonstrates the truth that he delights to save sinners, notwithstanding the necessity of judging sin. As vile a sinner as Rahab was, when she believed what she'd heard about the God of Israel, her life was spared and her soul was saved. Now here is Dr. Cairns to bring the opening portion of a message entitled, Saved from Wrath by Faith.
We're turning this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter 2. We're continuing with the studies in Hebrews, chapter 11. But the background reading is in Joshua, chapter 2. The summary of this passage is in Hebrews 11, 31. Our text for today, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. In many ways, Jericho is a picture of the whole world, while its people give a fair representation of men and women generally. Jericho had a history of great sin. Jericho also had a future, a fairly brief future, a future of great bleakness. Suspended over that city was the sword of the justice and the judgment and the wrath of God. It was only a matter of time. There was no question if God would bring Jericho into judgment. The question only was when. When the armies of Israel were rumored to be coming near the city to have crossed the Jordan, then Jericho was thrown into a state of great panic. Fear bred watchfulness, and watchfulness created suspicion. The men of Jericho were determined to withstand the armies of Israel and their God. Thus, the entrance of the spies from Joshua into Jericho was an escapade fraught with great danger. In some way, they found their way to the house of Rahab the harlot. Their presence was suspected very quickly, and Rahab made the momentous decision that she would hide the spies from the men whom her own king had sent to seek them out, in return receiving a promise that her life and the lives of her family would be spared from the general destruction of Jericho. And thus it is that Paul sums up this entire sequence of events. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Paul's statement, and also James's, for he deals with this as well, one showing that she was saved by faith, the other showing that she was saved by a faith that was produced, that produced good works. When they deal with this, they have created controversy. You'll find that men focus on Rahab's deceiving of the king and his men, rather than on her faith. I think of one very eminent preacher and theologian and Bible teacher, a man whose writings I personally greatly admire. And when he deals with Rahab, he really deals with her rather harshly because of what he calls her lying. On the other hand, there are people whose writings, I have to be honest, I don't greatly find any benefit from, but they are people who are supreme philosophers in the realm of theology, and they like to take what they think they find in Scripture. Sometimes I think they have wild imaginations, and they build it into some great philosophical structure, and they have actually built an entire philosophy of when it is right and godly and justified for God's people to be liars. I think most Christians simply ask the question, how does the Holy Ghost say it was by faith that Rahab did what she did when she was guilty of deception? I may be rather easy on Rahab. After all, she was just coming to faith. And I think that there's many a person who has criticized her whose life would not measure up to hers in this particular instance. But I always like to try to give the benefit of the doubt if possible. The scripture, I think, is rather careful in the words that it uses to describe the incident. The king of Jericho said, two men came here, where are they? Now remember, you're dealing with a brothel house. Not a very nice picture. Rahab's not a romantic character. She's a rotten character before God gets hold of her. The king sends word, says, there are two men entered into your house. Where have they gone? You're dealing with a brothel house. I think it's quite possible that Rahab, while quite well knowing what the king meant, could honestly say, oh yes, two men were here and they went that away. Not a word of a lie in it. And quickly hoping that the king would jump to the wrong conclusion. She may well have done that. But if she did downright lie to the man, I think the words of an old Puritan are very apt here. He said, her lie was an infirmity pardoned by God and not to be exaggerated by men. And here he says the apostle mentions her faith, but not a word of her lie. There was some weakness in her action, but the main part of it, was a duty expressing great confidence in God. The Holy Ghost puts his finger on the star. He takes notice of the good and he passes by the evil. So let me just dismiss Rahab's deception as easily as that. Don't stumble over her deception. Because the Holy Ghost, insofar as she sinned, pardoned her sin. And he focuses our attention upon her faith. He says, by faith this harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. Now this story is of surpassing importance to every one of us. Because you see, this world in which we live is just one big Jericho. This world is inevitably headed for the judgment of God and for a final reckoning with its maker. That millions are going to perish as the people of Jericho perished is absolutely certain. But we ought to remember that Jericho was not merely a city of judgment. Jericho was a place of salvation. It was a place where the mighty power of God entered in, not only with a sword, but with a scarlet thread. Where God delivered the wickedest woman and the wickedest family, perhaps along with that woman. That story has a lot to tell you and me about how we can be saved from wrath through him. Let's think then of these words. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. Let's think of the worst of sinners saved from wrath by faith. And I have three very, very simple, the simplest possible observations to make. And I want you to follow them carefully. First of all, Rahab the harlot. And I deliberately used the full description given by the Holy Ghost. Rahab the harlot was saved from the general destruction of Jericho. Beaming through this dark and terrible passage of judgment is the glorious truth that the Lord is a God of mercy. How often do we read in Scripture, the mercy of the Lord endureth forever. Gracious is the Lord and merciful. How often do we read of the tender compassions of our God? I was reading just the other day of the Lord dealing with the northern tribes of Israel when they had Jeroboam the second on the throne, and they were full of wickedness and rebellion, hatred against God. They were headed for destruction. Their enemies came in against them like a mighty flood. And yet the Lord in compassion was moved on their behalf, for it was not his purpose to blot them out. God is a God of great mercy. He delights to save sinners. Religion nowadays is something got up for good people. Church, and of course, this has to be to a large extent, church and church fellowship should cater for the justified and the sanctified, the people of God. But I think we have missed the boat somewhere. The church now is identified with people who have little or no discernible need of salvation, whereas in Scripture, the emphasis is upon God's love for sinners, real sinners, scarlet sinners, black-hearted sinners, repulsive sinners. As I've said, there's nothing romantic about Rahab. She was a rotten, filthy, down-and-out prostitute, the worst and the wickedest of the women of Jericho. And yet she was the woman whom God delighted to save. Paul said, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. You can take your Bible and find example after example. We look at Rahab and think of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are people who don't like God saving sinners. The Pharisees didn't like it. You remember in Luke 15, they said, this man receiveth sinners. They didn't know the compliment they were paying the Lord. It was meant to be a mark of opprobrium. This man receiveth sinners, and he eateth with them. The Lord Jesus looked at them on another occasion, and he said, verily I say unto you that the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Some of you are in this meeting this morning and you were born into a Christian home. You were brought up in a Christian church. You've been taught by Christian teachers. You've been surrounded by every Christian influence. You would turn your nose up at the poor, down and out drunk, and the drug addict and the harlot. You have never walked their way. You've never sunk to their depths, but you'll go to hell while some of them go to heaven. Jesus said it. You may have never walked their way, but never for a moment think that's because you're intrinsically any better. The grace of God has surrounded you and kept you back from things that your heart and my heart are equally capable of doing. There is not a sin in the book. There's not a step that human feet can take, not a thought that human minds can think, not an action that human hands can do, that you or I are not utterly, totally, personally capable of doing were it not for the preventing grace of God. There's no room for pride in any one of us.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.